Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
For 30 years, I have withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash from my personal savings account, which I have kept for emergencies and because of the history of my family facing confiscation in Cuba.
New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is trying to explain the $500,000 in cash federal investigators found at his home. Menendez is maintaining his innocence to the bribery, fraud, and extortion charges he's been indicted on and says he won't resign despite calls to do so. Previous corruption charges against him ended in a 2015 mistrial. With 4 days left to avoid a shutdown, nonpartisan and nonprofit groups are pushing Congress to keep the government open. Make the Road Action in New York is pressing Republican Representative Anthony D'Esposito to stand up to hard-right Republicans holding up passage of funding bills. Angel Reyes Rivas is with the group.
A solution would be for the people, being Democrat or being Republican, that really care about these communities and understand the importance of these benefits to pass something, right? Because a government shutdown, it's unacceptable.
In a shutdown, Social Security checks still go out, though some SNAP benefits might not, and some Medicare services could be delayed. According to the New York Times, a bipartisan group of senators is working on a plan to keep the government funded. The upper house does not normally originate budget bills, but the Times reports senators are now discussing a funding measure with the White House and considering whether to include more aid for Ukraine. A federal judge is blocking a 2022 Arizona law requiring registered voters to provide proof of a physical address. Supporters say it would aid election integrity and stop illegal voting, but Allison Nesswood with the Native American Rights Fund says there are more than 40,000 homes on reservations without a physical address, and the people who live there could lose their voice.
Wanting to make sure that a new law that's sort of targeting the specific structural issues that Native Americans face was really important, I think, for the tribes who participated in the case and who brought the issue forward and wanted to make sure that these addressing issues didn't get lost.
With a deal in the writer's strike looking likely, attention in Hollywood is turning to the actor's strike. When they return to bargaining, it'll be 2 months since the studios met with the actors' union. For Hispanic Heritage Month, Battleborn Progress in Nevada is reaching out to the Latino third of the state's people to make them more politically engaged. Maite Guerra with the group says given this population's hunger for information, the group is developing an accessible information hub for Spanish speakers in the Silver State.
Something else that we're doing is fact-checking a lot of right-wing politicians. So just making sure that what is being said in the political sphere is accurate and not targeting our community.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different